This is The Science Show on ABC Radio National. And while we're being sceptical, I see that the Pope has asked scientists to reconsider when death occurs. And this in a context where some, like my next guest, refuse to accept that it occurs at all. That it's another construction, in other words, of scientists in pursuit of funds. Dr. Thanos is at the University of Alaska in Anchorage. Welcome.
You're looking well for a radio person.
Well, I know. I think it's the surgery. It was quite well done.
I thought it was the makeup.
Now, to begin, let me make something clear from the start. You're not denying that death as such takes place, are you?
That's exactly what I'm denying.
Surely that's absurd.
We're all scientists. We go by the evidence.
Well, evidence couldn't be more obvious because people actually die, don't they?
How do you know?
Well, I've seen them, millions of them.
Forgive me, but I think that's unlikely.
Well, I've been to meetings.
Prove it. How many listeners to this program are deceased?
I sometimes wonder.
No, go on. Have you any direct knowledge of dead people in your everyday life?
Well, people age, sicken, and die. They disappear from view. They've gone away.
How do you know they're not merely somewhere else?
Actually, I'm supposed to be asking the questions here. How can you seriously be challenging one of the certain aspects of life other than taxes and Benjamin Franklin? Why are you doing something so apparently extreme as to challenge the existence of human extinction?
Two questions there. I'll deal with them separately. You're looking a little flustered, by the way. Death is not certain. Nothing is certain in this material world. Other worlds may be. It's been in some folks' interest to promote the pernicious idea that we go and die and rot in the earth. Some of them, many scientists, do very well out of this deceit. The other point, the second part of your question, is really fundamental. We are not being extreme. We are exposing a perfidy, a monumental mendacity that has shackled the spirit of mankind and stopped us developing our full glory.
Sorry to interrupt, but whose interests are being served this way?
The AMA, for a start.
You mean the Australian Medical Association?
The American one as well. The doctors, the scientists in league with the doctors.
No. You're saying that death doesn't exist and that this is being perpetrated in the interests of the AMA, the doctors and so on. Why would they bother?
They make trillions. That's how they get their grants. That's how they get their big, shiny hospitals. That's how they get big farmers to obtain high, mighty Everests of cash to make the pill that saves your life.
You mean farmers, pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah, big farmers. And that's how all those battalions of guys in white coats keep on going in what is ultimately a hoax. They're saying they'll save you from something they've invented. Death does not exist. It's an invention.
Okay, so if death doesn't happen, where do people go when they seem to die?
Any number of places. Some go to Florida, some go to Coffs Harbour. Many are in the New South Wales Upper House, the House of Lords, the Rolling Stones.
That was actually a serious question.
Yeah, well, there could be many answers to that one. In physics, another universe, pop through a sliding quantum door and just carry on.
Do you accept that as an explanation?
I'm open-minded. How much of you sitting there in your pink skin was there 5 or 10 years ago? Are you shedding constantly? Of course you are. Most of you went down the Ultimo sewage system over the years. Mr. Williams, only a minimum of you is at the ABC. The rest is compost.
So you are saying that we go to ashes and dust, and this is a continuing process while we're still alive?
Some of you, not all.
And the rest eventually, as far as I'm concerned, ends up 6 feet under.
It only seems that way.
Pretty obvious, I would have thought. I mean, some people get dug up to prove it.
Exhuming the bones doesn't prove a thing. They are put there to test us.
Well, I've heard this sort of thing before, so you're really on a religious quest?
Quite the opposite, my friend. It's you guys who erected all this as a religious commitment.
So you're saying that science is a religion?
Your kind is.
How do you know what my kind is? We've only just met.
Word gets around. So you see, death shall have no dominion.
So you've been reading Dylan Thomas, and look what happened to him.
No, I've been reading Mr. Julian Barnes, and he's fine.
Okay, well, I'm gradually falling apart. You hit the 60s, bits fail, some fall off. You get to the 70s, you fall over, start rotting. We've become, in other words, at that late stage, In old age, we become eventually a mere infection, a discharge, and then one day, lying there on a slab, white as maggots. No movement apart from the slight eruption of gases as I decompose. Now, is that not death?
I'm a geologist. We've seen all that kind of thing come and go thousands of times before. It's part of the natural cycle.
Tell me, are you a member of the Lavoisier Society?
No, but Antoine Lavoisier is on our board.
I thought he had his head chopped off a couple of centuries ago.
That's never stopped a determined Frenchman. Wait and see.
Maybe we can't afford to wait and see. Maybe the circumstances are too dire at the moment.
I'm more worried about the rest of us having to put up with your spreading the apocalypse. Fancy telling young people that they're going to one day die. How depressing is that?
Sorry about that.
Except the evidence ain't there and you allow everybody to get on with life and the American way.
But Americans accept death.
Not anymore. Only guns.
Promise?
You bet. They have hope.
Tell me, why are you taking your shoes off?
They're killing me.
And death shall have no dominion. Dead men naked, they shall be one with the man in the wind and the west moon. When their bones are picked clean and the clean bones gone, they shall have stars at elbow and foot. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not, and death shall have no dominion.